today's daf is actually Nun. We're in the Mishnah on Nun Amud Aleph by the bottom. So let me get to the right spot.
Actually, yeah,
we did the Mishnah.
Yeah.
We did the Mishnah. So we'll start by the Gemara. My Kamash Malon. So my Kamash Malon. The Mishnah basically told us that three people who eat and three people eat in one shot together, the Chayiv and the Zimun. So the Gemara asks, what's the Chiddush? My Kamash Malon. Tanina Chad Zimna. We already learned that once before because the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek said Shlosha She'ochlu Ka'achas Chayav Nazamin. Three who eat together are chayav to have a zeman. So our Mishnah says that Shlosha She'ochlu are not allowed to separate. We know that they're not allowed to separate because they're chayav to do a zeman. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So Hakamash Malon. This is what the Mishnah's come to teach us. He had the Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel. To teach us the halacha of what Rabbi Abba said in the name of Shmuel. Shlosha She'yashvu She'ochlu Ka'achas. Three people sat down to eat, right? V'adayin lo achlu. But they didn't start eating yet. They didn't even start eating yet. Einon rishayin l'chalik. They are not allowed to separate. Rashi says, einon rishayin l'chalik. The ischayivu l'hu b'zimun. Automatically, by sitting down, there's a chalosh seim zimun, as the Salvation calls it. There's a din of zimun right when you sit down. It's not just that, since we eat together, we might as well... No, there's a chalosh seim zimun that it's chal upon people. So when we sit down together, they have to.
No matter what they're eating, or we're assuming they're eating bread.
No, assume what they're eating, that they're eating bread. Right, this is according to the Shita of Tosas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rush, that people who sat down, the machlokas had it in a restraint that it says over here a dying lo achlu. What does that mean a dying lo achlu? Does that really mean that they haven't even started eating? Does that mean they haven't really started eating a kazayas yet? So the most extreme shita, which is of course the one I'm going to learn, is that even before they started eating, if they sat down to be koveya suda together, they can't separate ebachiy of zeman. Lishnach rina. Some people say the answer in a different lashon. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, Hachi Katani. This is how the kavanah of our mission is. Shlosha sheyashru leechol ka'achas. Apa pishikol echa v'echa ochol mikakaro ein rishon lechalek. So even if each one is eating their own role. So the Havamina would have been that three people have a Zeman if they all partake of the same bread. The Kamash Milan that come from our Mishnah to teach us that even if they each have their own meal, so to speak, they have their own stuff, but they're sitting together, they call the Yasuda, we still have the same Zeman and they have to bench together. Inami, another way to explain what the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, Kihad Rav Huna, like what Rav Huna said, the Am Rav Huna, Shlosha Shabo Mishalosh Chaburos. Okay, so you had three people. You had three Chaburos of people of Zemans. And one from each came together, you know, three, and they came together. Shlosh Shabbos Mishalosh Chaburos, Einon Rishayin Lechalek. Even they cannot separate. So what's going on?
They would ruin their other Zimun.
Well,
they
Gemara says...
Buffet, whatever.
No, they probably messed up by leaving that Chabura. But assuming that that Chabura had four. Let's say that Chabura had four. So they left him there with let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Gimel Shabbos Mishalosh Chabura. Ukit Mesayim Rav Chizda. Shabo migimul chaburos, not like I said. Shabgimul bnei adam bichol chaburim and eschayv el bezimun. They each came from a place where there was a chiyuv zimun, right? The amar echa mikol chabura, and one from each chabura got up. V'netzdarfu shlosha chabura achas, and they all got together. Chayovim lezami. They have to be mezami together, which is odd here because they didn't eat together. They were mechayv zimun elsewhere, and now they separate and come here. That proves the Rav's point again. That there's a chaloshim zimun that's chal on you that you have to bench with a zimun, right? The ainin rishayin lechalik shekvar hukvu, afafilu lo achul elu hashlosha. Even these three people come together, didn't eat together. Mishin starpu yachvar shekvar garmus udasim inu mishonim. They had a chalos chi of zimun on them with the other chabura. They separate and come together. They still have to bench together. That's the halacha, right? The amar of chizda v'hu shebau mishlosha chabura shloshu bnei adam. Right, is the caveat we just said is that it has to be that they each came from a chabura that had a chi of zimun. Meaning, if there were three chaburas of two, and then one from each came together, and now we have three. Well, they never were hooked as a din zimun yet. Only if they came from a chi of zimun, come together, then they have to bench again.
I would think just the opposite. If they're coming from three groups of three,
right,
and they're already chai have zimun,
right,
they make their own zimun. No, they should go back and bench with those three groups.
Okay.
If they're groups of two, and then they come together as a group of three, then I would think they would have...
Well, they're coming together without achila. They're not eating at all. So to come from two to three, there's no chi of zimun on them at all to start. So they had no chi of zimun when they were two, and they have no chi of zimun now at three because they didn't eat together. We're talking about when they came from a groups before that they had a chi of zimun to start with, Okay. That chiyuv zimun.
They probably know from groups of how many?
From a group that had a chiyuv zimun. I'm going to say four because I don't like the idea of them.
Three.
Rashi says seems to say three, but Rashi says that it basically says that they're coming from a group that had a chiyuv zimun. So let's say we had three groups of four, right? And one from each group.
But it doesn't make sense that how could it be that they came from a group of three?
Each comes from their own group of three.
How are they all out to leave?
Well, that doesn't mean they did the right thing. They're not going to get Matar Yonah. But if they come together now, they still have a Zima. They didn't lose their Chiyuv Zima. They still have to do a Zima now. They messed them up. So they give them Yitzhuvim. They messed them up. They took away the mitzvah from them. They messed them up. Ein Hachanami. But
what is it coming to exclude? They have the three. They can't separate. Even these people ate a Kazayis?
They ate a Kazayis with their previous group.
But here they didn't.
No. That's the Chiddush.
And they're in the same place.
Now they come together in the same place.
But they're
in three corners of the
room. No, they established themselves as being a person who's chayav to do zimun, and after that chiyuv, they didn't do it, and they separated. Then those three people got together. The chiyuv zimun follows them.
So the chiyuv zimun follows them,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to them going back to their original group or not to...
They left. Those other people benched or whatever it is. There's no. They're not to be found anymore. They disappeared.
We're assuming those other groups aren't waiting.
They all disappeared. They dissipated. These three get together.
They ate together the Kazayis.
These three people did not eat together.
They did not eat together.
No,
they're in the same room.
They're in the same room.
Okay. So what connects the three groups?
The Chiyuv Zimun that they had before. Good Kiddush. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says, explain it. What's the situation where it's going to be that these three are going to combine to make a new Chiyuv Zimun? So Amar Rava, below Amaron, these three that come together and create their new Chabura, Ela delo agdimu hanach v'azman alayah b'duch tayu. They can only make a Zimun in this new place if the people back there didn't make a Zimun yet. Right? Aval azman alayah b'duch tayu, paruch Zimun minayah. Very interesting lashon. But let's say... Again, this is why I say it's groups of four. Again, so you had three groups of four. One from each group leaves. They have a chiyuv zimun. The most extreme sheet is, again, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. He says that if at any point in time the three groups bench before the new group benches, those three lost their chance to do zimun. But the lashon is paruch zimun minayu, which is very interesting, which means that there's a chiyuv zimun chal on you, and you can either do it there or here, and it's first come, first serve. Very odd. Very odd. You don't get the case, or you don't get the logic.
We don't hold like anything like.
I have no idea. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it's brought down halacha.
First of all, don't we say that you have to bench where you ate?
Well, that's a machlokes to come up later. If it's not necessarily.
You possibly have to bench.
Not necessarily. If you remember somewhere else, you can bench. It's the Mishnah on
the
Nile.
And the other two go together. What? The other six go together
for dessert.
Say again.
It's still
going
to be groups of three, and the other six got together when they
left. Who knows?
Exactly.
But okay, so Amar Rava, Minah Aminallah, this is even weirder. How do they know the halacha is that if the three original groups benched, then these three people who left lose their opportunity to do Zimun? We learn it from halacha in Tum of Atara. It's not. Mito shenigna v'chetze. I have a bed, a full bed, which is a full kli. Half of it was stolen. O she'av the chetze, or half of it is lost. O shechilku achin oshutbin. Or Yorshim or partners split the bed in two. So now it's no longer Kli. So what happens to Hora? It's now Kli is broken. So once you break a Kli, if it was Tummy, it's no longer Tummy anymore. It's broken. So now what happens is Hechzirua, you put it back together, Mikabela's Tumma Mikan Lahaba. It's now back together, and it can become Tumma Mikan Lahaba. Going forward, Mara says, Mikan Lahaba in Limafreyalo. But it doesn't maintain its retroactive Tumma. Alma why? Because Keva de Palgua, once they split it, Paruch la Tumi Mine, the Tuma dissipates from it. So Hachanami, so to hear, Keva de Azman Alayu, once they benched back there, Paruch Zimun Minayu. What does that do with the price of Team China? I don't get the connection. What does that do with the
price? You broke a Kli and now you put it back together. Right?
So it's a new Kli.
Right.
So it's a new Kli, and therefore what existed beforehand doesn't exist anymore. So too here, when...
You had an original group. Doesn't it broken apart? It doesn't exist anymore. Now you put it together.
So you're comparing Tuma to a,
to.
No, I understand what they're saying.
That's it.
I understand what they're saying. I just don't. I don't know what one has to do with the other.
Don't like it.
I don't know what has to do with the other.
Examples of how you can break something whole.
But I understand. But there's no comparison. There's no comparison here. There was a kli was broken, now it's put back together. Here, you had people who left the chabur. There's no comparison. All right. The Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that you had shtei chaburos, right, that ate together in one house. If they see each other, hold to do what they see each other through a wall, see each other through a mirror, luchal ma'aseh, that's an issue. But they see each other, they can be mitzvah for a zimun. So Tana, the Gemara says, im yesh shamash veinehem, shamash mitzvah for it. If they share a waiter, even if they don't see each other, the waiter is mitzvah for two. Because we have one waiter, that's a big tip, because we have one waiter going back and forth, that's going to combine the two chaburos, and they can bench together. So what does that mean, they can bench together? So there's some Rishonim say they can bench together, but if it's 5 and 5, they can't say Elokeinu. So if it's so, they just bench.
They can't bench together.
So they can bench together, but they can't say Elokeinu. So what's the point of them benching together?
What does that mean that they're benching
two
together?
And two?
They can yotze each other.
How
that's exactly the answer. No, 2 and 2,
they
probably.
Can be what?
They can be yotze each other. The Rov Amahadra's mouth. They can bench. They can do it together, and they can.
So one guy would say Rabbi
Sai. One guy would say Rabbi Sai for all five, but it would be for everyone.
For 10.
That's some sheet to say it's not doesn't work for 10. Other sheet to say it does.
He said it's two groups of 5.
I don't know. I said 2 groups of 5. I said some hold that this only works to make a zimun, but it won't allow you to say Elokeinu. Which means if it would be 5 and 5 and normally you can make Elokeinu, they cannot combine and be mitzvah for Elokeinu. So my question is, if they can't be mitzvah for Elokeinu, so what are they being mitzvah for? So you answered, which is correct. Is that just one could be yotze the other? They now just because the way they used to bench is one would say the whole benching, so they just have to listen. So you have 9 amarats and one guy knows how to bench, so they one guy can bench for all of them, even according to that sheet. What? All right. Now we're gonna go back. We have to remember that when it came to the wine is very strong back in the days of the Gemara. They used to have to split it with the water. So the Mishnah said, "Emir varchan aliyayin." You can't make a bracha on wine until you put water in it. That's what Rabbi Lezer said. The Chachamim say you can make a bracha even on pure straight wine. So Tana Rabbanan, learning a brisa, yayin, wine, ad shelo nasan l'socho mayim, until you put water in it, until you cut it with water, aim nevarach nalav bor pure guffin, you can't make a bor pure guffin because it hasn't reached its pure status yet. It only became a bor pure guffin when you reach to when it gets to its ma'al yusa. Here it's not at its ma'al yusa yet because it doesn't, you can't drink it, it's gross, right? So what you do, el bor pure h, you make a bor pure h just like the guffin. I don't know why you don't make a shakel. We had before also, remember the stages with the wheat? So you had the kernels of the wheat.
I thought you don't make a bor pure guffin on the uncut wine.
You're right. It says here you make a bor pure h. Why don't you make a shakel? Why not a shakel?
Why isn't it like oranges?
Why isn't it like, we had the case of the wheat. We had the wheat, when you picked it out of the ground, if you chewed it right off the ground, it was a mizornos. Right? It was an adama. It was adama. One second. It was adama. Right. Then when you process it, and you pound it up, it turned into a shakel. And then when you finished it, it turned into a motzi. So here, it's on the grape, it should be, the grape itself should be an eight. You started the process, it should be a shakel. And then when you finished it, it could be a guffin.
Shakel's memory.
What?
Shakel's
so memory. You downgraded it by the wheat. Why aren't you doing it here by the grape? I don't have an answer. Maybe it's not a good question, that's why I don't have an answer. Okay. He says, so yayin achelon nasan l'socha mayim, eim revarch l'abor per guffin, l'abor per eight. And you can use it to wash your hands. You can use it for the tefillas yadayim. Assumption being is that because it's considered mei peiros, and this mind amar holds, and mei peiros you can use to wash your hands. So I think sugi to talk about that, but we don't have time. But misha nasan sochamayim. Once you put water into it and you cut it, so now it moves up a level. Now it goes back to being wine. You make a bor pregafin. The ain notam yimenu yadayim. You can no longer wash your hands with it. Why can't you wash your hands with it? Could be either because you can't wash your hands with wine, because you know wine is a very important thing, you're not allowed to waste it. Or could be because you have to use water, and this isn't considered water anymore. Before, that's why I say before.
Second, you added water, and now it's not considered water anymore.
Because the water, the water creates the wine. The water was the final ingredient to create wine. So now it's wine.
Right. You would think that from the Hilas Yadayim, you add water.
No, but what is the water? The water is, don't view the water as a water. The water is the ingredient. The water is the final ingredient that creates the end product of the wine. Now it can't be used from Tefillas Yadayim anymore. Of course, if you add so much water that dilutes it, then it's roll, then it's water. Right. But that's what Rabbi Lazar says. Chamer armin bein kach ubein kach, even before it's cut, mevarachim labor p'yagafen, you make a labor p'yagafen, ve'ein nolten men menu yadayim, and you can't wash it because they say it's wine right away. So, kaman asl had amar Shmuel. This, what Shmuel is about to say, whose shita does it accord with? Ose adam kol tzracha v'pas. Anyone can do anything what you want with the loaf of bread, meaning we're not concerned with bizayon. Again, the pouring the wine was a bizayon of the wine, right? So, kaman, to Rebbe Eliezer. That's like Rebbe Eliezer. Why? Because Rebbe Eliezer says you can take this uncut wine and you can use it for the Tefillah Zidayim. There you have it. Big Tosos asks, I don't understand, because Shmuel, it's a halacha, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, that Shmuel agrees that you can't do anything you want with pas if it's going to turn the pas mius. Well, if you pour the wine onto your hands, if you can turn the uncut wine to your hand, it turns it to mius also. So how is Rabbi Lezer holding like Shmuel? So Tosos says, no, he starts like Rabbi Shmuel, but goes beyond Shmuel. And he's certainly not like Chachamim, but he goes beyond. That's the long Tosos Keman. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Modim Chachamim and Rabbi Lezer by Koshal Bracha. The Chachamim agree by a Koshal Bracha, which we're going to say Koshal Bracha means Birchas Hamazon, not Kiddush. Koshal Bracha, they agree. She'em Revarach Nalav Achitim Tzot Chamayim. You cannot make a bench on that wine until you cut it with the water. My time, Amrav Osha, Ba'inan Mitzvah Min Amuvchar. For Koshal Bracha, you need a beautiful mitzvah. And to take a Koshal Bracha with uncut wine is really gross. So Gemara says, okay, so Ul Rabbanon Lemai Chayzi. You have this uncut wine that you're not using for Koshal Bracha. The Rabbanon say you make a Bor Priya Gafet. Well, why? What's it good for? What is it? So Gemara answers, Amrav Zeira Chazi Likuriyate. It can make some sort of harsh medicine. Still has some medicinal value or something like that. I think that's what it means. The Kuryasi Rashi says, Pishvan Belaz, Ubalash Chacham Un Anumis Va'alonitis. It brought down as some sort of medicinal things. So the Gemara says, Tosos answers that it's halacha that we do make a Bor Pir Gafet, uncut wine, because we have a Gemara in Pesachim that says if you drink uncut wine for your Dal Kosos, the Gemara says, you were yotze to the dalakosos. I mean, yotze wine. You did yain yotze, you did chayrus lo yotze. That's the whole sugya in Arvei Pesachim. But you were yotze, you did yain. So uncut wine is clearly wine. Pasna te chachanim. Tana Rabbanan. Arba devarim ne'emru bitpas. There are four halachas that are said regarding a loaf of bread. Number one is all because of bizoyon of the pas. So eim anichem basar chai ala pas. You cannot put raw meat on the bread because it's going to destroy the bread, I guess. Pretty much. The Ein Ma'aviron Kos Mali Alapas. You can't, I guess, pass a full cup of whatever over the bread, because most likely you're going to spill it, and it'll be Mevaz the pas. The Ein Zorkin is the pas. You're not allowed to throw bread, even at a tish, apparently. The Ein Somchin Es Ka'ara the pas. And you can't lean the plate of soup on the pas, because maybe it'll spill. And again, it'll, ruin the bread. A maimer b'mar zur. That's what it says. No, just don't do it. No, if you shut the light off on Shabbos, don't turn it back on.
It says here that the reason is you might spill the wine on the.
So why are you gonna do it again? If you did it once and you got lucky.
Walk over person.
I don't know. If you shut the light off on Shabbos, reacts like, oh, and then flip it back on. You did it once, that's it. No, don't do it again. So a maimer mazur to Ravashi kach ruft the badei dadi. So a maimer mazur to Ravashi was sitting together, three of them, and they're breaking bread. Kaimayu Tamri Virimoni. So they got dates and pomegranates came before them. Shkal Marzutra. Marzutra took from the peros, Pitakli Kame de Ravashi the Sitna, and threw a bundle of them to Ravashi. He threw the dates and the pomegranates. They're eating. They brought before them dates and tamari rimonim. Shokol mi mar zutra.
And the Marsha says it's still has cooked meat. Marsha says it's displaced, so it doesn't make sense.
I don't know what the distillers over there for. I don't even have it here. He threw the food to them. So Amar Lay, so Ravashi said to mar zutra, lo sover lo mar lahad asani, do you not hold like we said in the Bryce, so that ain zorkin is a ochlin, you're not allowed to throw food? So he says, no, you're not going to throw food. I hate past Tanya. That's talking about bread. You're not allowed to throw bread. So Gemara says, v'hat Tanya, we have another braisa that says, k'shem shem zorkim es ha-pas, just like you're not allowed to throw the bread, kach ein zorkin es ha-ochalin, not allowed to throw the food. So it's the same thing. So I'm like, no. V'hat Tanya, we have another braisa. Af ha-pish ein zorkin es ha-pas, even though you're not allowed to throw the pas, aval zorkin es ha-ochalin, you're allowed to throw the food. So there's a stira. Can you throw food or can you not throw the food other than the bread? So elo lo kasha, there's no kasha. You're not allowed to throw pas, period. Other foods, if when you throw them, it's disgusting. You don't throw cholent. That's just gross. because that's, you can't do that. If you throw something, it's not going to become disgusting. I don't know, you could throw a candy or throw, I don't know, something that you could throw that's not disgusting. To me, it's disgusting no matter what. But something that you throw, that's just a matter of...
A limo, if you throw a limo, it's disgusting. If you throw an orange, that's disgusting.
I guess not, because it's a full orange.
Why is it what the case was,
that's why he threw it. He threw it because he said, you misunderstood. I'm allowed to throw. You say I can't throw because I'm not allowed to throw food. I'm allowed to throw food. Oh, I said you're not allowed to throw food just like you're not allowed to throw bread. No, I'm not allowed to throw bread, period. Food I'm allowed to throw if it's not disgusting. If it becomes disgusting, I can't throw it. Tana Rabbanan. Another, we're talking about now, you know, hefsed ochen, losing ochen. I apologize for going fast. We just have to cover ground. There's a lot to talk about on these sugyas. Tana Rabbanan. Mamshichim yayin b'tzinoros lefnei chasam lefnei kala. They had this contraption where they would pour out, I guess for simcha, it seems like they would pour out the wine in some sort of pipe in front of the chasam and kala, and apparently they would gather it on the bottom. And that's not considered to be zoyin to the yayin. The zorkin lefnei kleos vegozim. You can throw in front of them, I guess they used to throw, instead of throwing rice, they threw these nuts in front of the Chasam Mekala. When? B'yamosachama. Only during the summer. Why? Because in the summer, the roads aren't muddy. So then the nuts and stuff are not going to become disgusting. But you can't throw it during the rainy season, because then they're going to land on the mud, and that's going to turn all gross. Avalo geluskaos. You can't throw in front of them, lo b'yamosachama, lo b'yamosachama. You can't throw in front of them these beautiful loaves of bread, I think they are. You can't throw these loaves of bread in front of them, because even in the summer, because you can't throw bread. Bottom line, you can't throw bread. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Shachach. Someone forgot to make a bracha rishon. It happens all the time. Shachach. Behichlis ochalim lesof pir below bracha. And he puts the food in his mouth without a bracha. All this is reshogeg. It happens all the time. You put the food in your mouth. Now what do I do? I remember right now before I swallow. What do I do? So he says, Mesalkin letzad echad. You just push this food to one side of your mouth and you make the bracha. Tanya chada. But now we have three different brises that say to do three different things in this situation. So Tana Chada says, Bolon, just swallow it without a bracha. You got to swallow it. Tana Idah, Polton. One time, this one Bryson says, spit them out, then make the bracha and eat it again. But Tana Idah, from third Bryson says, Masalka, put it to one side of your mouth and make the bracha. So what's going on here? We have three Bryson saying three different things to do with the food that you forgot to make a bracha on. So Lokasha, there's no Kasha. There are three different status we can have. We can have something that you can't do anything with. I guess that's what you swallow, figure out the liquid. Another status of something that if you spit out, it's gross. Another status, like a candy, you spit it out. What's the big deal? You spit it out and put it back in. So, lo kasha. Hard to sign your bowl on, and this is how we, and that's a pasuk lemaisa. Hard to sign your bowl on that you swallow it. That's bimashkin. That's when it comes to drinks. What are you supposed to do? You have a drink in your mouth. The problem is the countervailing pressure you have over here is ibud othan. It's about kashas. So, what are you going to do? Spit it out? You can't spit it out. You're going to lose them. You can't put liquid to the side of your mouth. Ever try to talk with any liquid in your mouth? It comes pouring out. So, you're going to lose it. So, you lost it. Swallow it. Machlokas in the postgame, whether or not you can make a bracha afterwards. Let's say that was the only drink that you had. Of course, if you have more left in the cup, make a bracha on the next portion and keep going. Let's say you took one, it was a big, you took a swig and that was it, there's nothing left. And you swallow it. Can you make a bracha afterwards? So the Ramah seems to say, yeah, you make the bracha afterwards, based on a Ravid. Mr. Bruce says, we don't do that. But what's the svara to say you make a bracha afterwards? If Birchas HaNenin is a matir, so what are you doing a matir after the fact? So maybe Birchas HaNen isn't necessarily a matir. Maybe Birchas HaNen is also because of the Hana. So maybe you can also make some, have some, whatever. So hold lumbus from there also. Again, so lokash, hadasanya bolo and bimashkin, that's when liquids. Hadasanya polton that you spit out, it's midi de lo mois. Things that aren't disgusting, you spit out. So you spit those out, make the bracha, then put the back in your mouth. And hadasanya misalkin, and those are the things they say to put to your side of your mouth, are things that you can put to your side of your mouth, the midi de mois, things that are gross. Like I said, like an example is chalent. You put chalent in your mouth, not to make a bracha, assuming that you're eating it on Friday night. With all the Chazara things taken care of, because during Shabbos you probably had a motzi or a kiddush, and then you put it to the side of your mouth, and then finish making the bracha. That's what you have to do. Okay. But b'midi, so the Gemara says, wait a second. So now we have this concept of that you can put things to your side of your mouth. So why do you have to spit out the food? That's pretty, even if it's not gross, just put it to the side of your mouth and make the bracha.
That's not the best way.
To why not? We're all saying. So b'midi lo mois, just put it to the side of your mouth. And also make the bracha. We're going to go to 10 o'clock. Whenever we get to, that's what we're going to do. B'midi d'lo m'mais nam l'salkin l'sad echad. Push the v'libara. Push the side out. So, Targum al Rav Yitzchak Kaskisa'a. There must be a place. Kameid Rav Yossi bar Avin Mishmeid Rav Yochan. Mishim Shenemar Yemalei Piti l'sacha. Your mouth should be filled with the words of praise to Hashem. That's supposed to make a bracha with a full mouth.
His name.
What?
His name.
That's his name? What does it mean?
Yitzchak.
Did he say what it means, or just says that's his name?
No,
Where is he quoted from? What?
I don't have to
exist. Yeah, it's interesting. But he said that, it says Yomali Piti Lasechla, so your mouth should only be filled with the words of Hashem, not with anything else. Lach L'maisa becomes an issue a lot of times. Women, when they go to wash, especially at a restaurant, they're afraid to put their rings down, they put it in their mouth, and then they wash. That's not what you're supposed to do. You should be a gentleman and hold the rings for them, because when they make the bracha on Alti Sidayim, their mouth should be freed and not have anything else in their mouth. Boy minei mirav tizda. Now here there's a gemara that's got the gears are all messed up here, so let's just read what we have. Boy minei mirav tizda. Misha acha, someone ate pas v'shasa, or he drank wine below birich, and he didn't make a bracha. And now he's in the gross says in the middle of the suda. We don't have that in our girsa. But let's say he finished the suda. Mahu sheyachzer v'yivarech. Can he go back? Shades of what we said before. Can he go back and make a bracha? So Amar Lahu, he said to him, Misha achol shum v'recho nodeh. If someone eats garlic, and their breath smells, so how do you take care of that? Yachzer v'yachol shum acher kishedi recho nodeh. She should eat another piece of garlic. Meaning this guy just ate a meal without making the bracha. So what should he do? Now make a bracha? Be a bracha levatala. What's he making the bracha on? You put more garlic, you're pouring salt on a wound.
What? Yeah, make a bracha appropriately or not, whatever you
do. No, he's done. He's done.
So take something else.
He's done. He's done. So Amar Ravina, right, so Gemara says, so Amar Ravina, I'm going to go back again now because Gerard says it differently. So boy, my name is Rav Chisda. Misha achol v'shasav le'birech in the middle of his suda. Mahu sheyachzer yivarech. Should he go back and break and make another bracha? So Amalhu misha achol shum v'recho nodef yachzer v'yachol shum acher k'tishi v'recho nodef. In other words, if here it's like, of course, no. Here it's what? So here, based on the Gra's reasoning, is that it goes the other way. In the middle of the meal, and you remember the bracha.
Of course, you should go back.
Right. It's correct.
But this thing about eating garlic doesn't make this.
Yeah, it does. If I do one thing wrong, I should do another thing wrong. If I remember the middle of the meal, continue eating.
In the middle of the meal, then you're not doing anything wrong by going back.
Right.
No, so what's the shaila about not eating?
Right.
That's what he's saying. So he's saying someone who doesn't eat, someone eats garlic, should you eat more garlic? If you do one thing bad, you should do another thing bad. You then make a bracha, it just flips the other way around based on the reading of the Gra. Okay, so Amar Ravina says Hilkach. So we're gonna learn the way the Gra says it because it fits more sense now with the continuation of Gemara. If you look in the Hagos Sagra on the side, he puts the word the Emsa is what he says. So Amar Ravina Hilkach Afilu Gamar Sudaso Yachzer V'Yivarech. So Ravina says, so therefore you see, even if you finished your meal, you should go back and make a bracha. When you finished. So Gemara says, wait a second. And Ravina brings a raya. He says, Desanya, what's my proof? Desanya, Taval. Guy goes into the mikvah, Va'ala. And then he comes up, Omer Ba'aliyaso, Baruch, Asher Kishalim Stav Tzimano Al Tefillah. You make the bracha after you did the tefillah. Just like you make the bracha after you did the tefillah, you make the bracha after you did the eating. So Gemara says, wait a second. Velohi, that's not a comparison. Hasami kara gabalo chazi. There, before he went to the mikvah, he can't make the bracha, right? Hachami kara gabalo chazi. Here, before he started eating, his guy's going to make the bracha and hold the idchi idchi. So he didn't do it. He messed up. He got messed up. It's no comparison with going into the mikvah. Going to the mikvah, why can't he make the bracha going to the mikvah? So my focus is Rashi Tosos. So Rashi says, what's going on here is that he says, Hasami kara lo chazi. He says, the rov tefilos mishum kerihem. At that time, anybody who was a bal keri went to the mikvah. But before we held, like, Rehudah ben Maseiwa, they were machmir on tefilos Ezra. So they went to mikvah. Ubali kerin asurim bebrachos shehem divrei Torah. Bal keri was not learning Torah, so he couldn't make a bracha. So therefore, he couldn't make a bracha going into the mikvah. He goes into the mikvah, so he has to make the bracha when he comes out. The guy who ate the meal, he could have made the bracha before the meal. He just didn't. So you tell me now that after the meal, he should make the bracha? Makes no sense. There's a reason to make the bracha afterwards. Yeah, there is no reason to make the bracha afterwards.
So about there, you must have an apple, you can go to the
mikvah. That's according to Rashi. He can't eat until he goes to. So Tosfos says, wait a second. Tosfos says, "Valo tami inu asal varech." Tami does an iser to make a bracha. He's just not learn Torah, right? Over kunches perish the bal kain rasum divrei Torah. He goes, that doesn't. It's not divrei Torah. Like you're saying, it's a bracha. So he says, "The yesh loma demayi betfilas geirim." We're talking about the tefillah of a ger. So before a ger goes into the mikvah, he can't make a bracha. He's not a Jew. So that's only by a ger. We've got all other tefillos. The Gemara says, "Umipnei osa tefillah hitzruch lekol shar tefillos tavarach achar tefillah." They did a low plug. They did a low plug. Not to, so anyone who makes the bracha of al tefillah, they have to do it after the tefillah. And he says again, "The chayim ben tefillos yadayim." This is daim also. When do we make the bracha? Make the bracha after we wash. Why don't we make the bracha before
we wash? Before you dry, though.
Yeah, before you dry. But why don't we make the bracha before we wash? Over the siyasa. Because he says there's other netilas, shepa'amim adam bami beis hakisei, vein adam roi lebarich ad la'achar netila. Because sometimes you come from the bathroom when you have to wash. And there you can't make the bracha beforehand because you have dirty hands. So there you have to make the bracha afterwards. So we said, lo plug, you don't make the bracha, you make the bracha afterwards. So no go on lebarich kol shar brachas daim achar netila. So over here comes in, it's an interesting story, is Rabbi Raz, as we mentioned a few times, the mother of the Drisha. The Drisha is one of the Pirushim on the tour. So the mother of the Drisha has two things that she's famous for. She's famous because the Drisha said them. But they're famous in the Drisha. Number one is something that even on Shabbos, you should light candles with the coming in. Even on Yontif, you should light candles even with the coming in of Yontif. You don't wait till later, even though you have more time. If his mind comes, you light the candles. The other thing she said is that on Shabbos, the woman, when does a woman make the bracha? She lights the candles first and then makes the bracha. Why? Because when she makes the, if she makes the bracha beforehand, it's already Shabbos. She can't light. People say, oh, so Yontif do the same thing. The mother of the Drisha says, no. On Yontif, you're allowed to light. You're allowed to do Havar on Yontif. So she's doing it properly. Which is what? She should make the bracha and then light. That's what the mother of the Drisha says. The Taz doesn't like it because he says low plug. No, the Behuda gets on that, says there shouldn't be a low plug there because it's a different bracha. Whole to do. But the mother of the Drisha starts a whole tumult about this, but also what to do about... I think they do it the same way on Shabbos. They light and send in the bracha.
Same way Shabbos.
Yeah, I believe that's how they do it. I think so. Pay more attention.
I think so.
I think that's how, at least that's how my wife does it. I think so. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. This man Chazal, they used to drink this drink called the asparagus. It's not asparagus like we have. It's a drink. It can be made either out of beer or out of wine. It can be made of different types of beer. It can be date beer. All different types of beer. It can be made. It's called the asparagus. They would eat it, drink it in the morning for refuah. And so now the Gemara is going to talk about how you're supposed to drink this asparagus drink. So Tana Rabbanan, asparagus yafel alev, it's good for the heart. Vitolei naim, it's good for the eyes. The kosher gain livnei mayim, it's good for the intestines. The haragibon, whoever is rugged to eat, drink this asparagus drink, yafel lechol gufo, it's good for his whole body. The hamishtaker and menu, if you drink too much and you get drunk, kosher lechol gufo, that's bad for the body. I think that applies to any alcoholic beverage. Sometimes it's good, but too much is never really a good thing. Right? Me the katani yafel alev, from the fact that he's telling me that it's good for the heart, michlal de bechamer skino, he must be talking about the beer asparagus drink. Right, the katani, the kol shekein lebnei mayim, and it says also it's definitely good for the innards, for the insides. Vatanya, we have a brisa that says that asparagus that's made from wine, lilat yofe, it's good for the light. Light is lev, enayim, tchol, which I think is the spleen, and but liramas kasha, but it's bad for the rosh, the meayim, and the tachtonios, whatever that is. So what? Could be. Okay, so you see over here that it's not good. It's not good for the it's not good for the bnei me'ayim, for the innards. So no, Gemara says the difference. Kitanahi bimiyushon. Old beer asparagus is good for the innards. If it's not old asparagus beer drink, then it's bad for the innards. Okay, kiditnan, like we learn in a Mishnah Maseches Nedarim. Guy says konim yayin shni toim. I make a neder. I'm not going to drink. All yayin is usher to me, right? Shehayayin, and he gives a reason why. Shehayayin kasher livnei me'ayim. Because wine is bad for the yins, for the bnei me'ayim. So Amar lo, and they say back to him, he goes, listen, but miyushan wine is good. Old wine is good for the yins. Vishasak, and he was quiet. And asr b'chadosh umut b'miyushan. Then he's going to be asr for all wine. The point being is they're trying to show him, they're telling him that old wine is good for the bnei me'ayim. So too, in our case, old wine is good for the bnei me'ayim. Tana Rabbanan, shisha dvarim nermu b'ispargus. Six things were said regarding the drinking of this asparagus drink. Number one, ain't show. I don't know what this means. Ain't shosin also elika shuchai. It has to be, raw, fresh. It can't be cut, right? And bimali, you have to drink it from a full kos. Mikablo b'yamin v'shoseil b'smol. You're supposed to take it in your right hand and drink it from your left hand. The ain mesichin acharav, and you can't speak after you drink it, until you eat. I mean, obviously, you have to be able to eat, talk sometime. Drink it, then eat, then you can speak. The ain mafsikin bo, you gotta chug it in one shot. Right? Ain machsiun also el lemishan nasanalo. You only give it back to the person who gave it to you. Verok achara, and you have to spit afterwards. The ain sochem also el bimino, and you can only what you're supposed to eat afterwards is something similar to the ingredients that it contains. So if it's date beer, then it's be dates. You're supposed to drink a light kind right afterwards, whatever that means. Gemara says, oh wait a second. Vatanya ain sochem also el bapas. He's supposed to follow it up with eating bread. But look, Asha, Habi de chamra, habi de shikra. If it's chamra asparagus, then you have whatever the beer is made out of. If it's wine asparagus, then you have to have pas afterwards. Okay. Tanachada. One brisa says lilat yofa, that asparagus is good for the lave, the inayim, and the tchol, but it's no good l'ramas kasha. But it's not good for the roast, the meayim, and the tachtonis. But Tana Idok says the other way around, l'ramas yofa, l'ramas kasha. So which way is which? Go kasha, habet chamra, habet shechra. One's for wine, one's for beer. You have to be careful that the doctor prescribes you the right asparagus drink, because it has the opposite effects on your illnesses. Okay. Tani chada. One brisa says, I'm spending a lot of time on this asparagus drink. Tanachado rock acharav loke. One brisa says that if you spit after you drink the asparagus, you're gonna get machla. But on the idach lo rock acharav loke. If you don't spit, you get a machla. So which one? Do you spit or do you not spit? So lokasha habad the chamra habad the shechra. One's with brier, one's with wine, whatever one it is. I think it means that the wine one you're not supposed to spit, and the shechra you are supposed to spit afterwards. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says hashad yamar. Now that you said that on the asparagus of the beer. At low rock achra, if you don't spit afterwards, loke, therefore what? So what are you supposed to do? Name of this rakim afil b'nei melech. So if you have asparagus, this drink that you're supposed to spit, even in front of a king, spit it out, because it's pikuach nefesh. Okay. Now we're talking about something else I have no idea. We're going a little higher up in the heavens. We're talking about the story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was nichnas l'fnai l'fnim, and he saw the Maisa Merkava. This is the first Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, right? The one who was times of the base of Migdash. Not Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, not just Rabbi Shmuel, who was a companion of Rabbi Kiva, who was different. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Shlosha dvarim sachli Suriel sarapnim. Suriel, the Malach Suriel, the interior minister, told me these three things. Number one, al titol chalku choshachas mi'av shamash v'tilvash. Don't get dressed in your shirt. Don't have your butler hand you your shirt in the morning to get dressed. Right? Rather, you should put the shirt on yourself. Right? Va'al titol yadcha mi'mish lo nasal yadav. Don't wash your hands in the morning. Don't have somebody who hasn't washed his hands yet pour water on you to wash your hands in the morning. Ve'al tachzir kos asparagus el mishna sonali. Don't return the asparagus cup only to the person who gave it to you. Mipnei tachzvis. Because of the shade tachzvis. Ve'armilei istalginus. And some say it's istalgulus shel malachi chalbala. Ve'tzakon ol adam. Either this tachzvis or this group of angels are ready to harm him. The Omrim, and they say, when is somebody come and do one of these three things, and we'll attack them. I have no idea what this means. I know what the words mean. I know exactly what the words mean, but would you say this to your non-firm neighbor? I don't know what this means. You'd look at the Marshal, the Maharal, or something like that to figure out. good joke. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi also, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one who the Malach HaMavis came to him and said, I'm going to kill you. And he said, no, don't kill me yet. I haven't chazered yet. So he spends 30 days and he learns. And that's where the Gemara says, Ashim Isha Balakhan v'Talmud v'Yodav is based on this story. The Gemara in Ksubas and Nafayin Zayin. So I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shlosha Devarim Sachli Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis told me three things. Number one, similar. Al Titol Chal Kulcho Shachvis Mi'av Shamash V'Tilbash. Don't take the shirt from the butler, rather take the shirt yourself. When you wash your hands, you should wash your hands from, if you're going to wash your hands from somebody, that person has to have already washed their hands. Don't stand in front of the women when they're coming back from a funeral. Because I, the Malach HaMavis, I'm dancing in front of them. My sword is in my hand. That I may understand. Coming back from the funeral, the Malach HaMavis is around. So you don't, I don't want to be near the women. But the Malach HaMavis is around. The Marsha has something to do with Chava, that she brought Misa into the world. I don't know what that means either. So the Gemara says, okay.
Not necessarily
so,
a funeral.
What?
Just says
from the mace. But I think they say here, I think it's a funeral. I think they say there's a funeral. Okay. So the Gemara says, what do you do if you happen to be Bar Shomrei Das when they're coming out from a funeral? So what do you do? So ipaga ma'itakanti. What are you supposed to do? So linshof miduchte arba amas. So you should jump from where you're standing 4 amas away. And iika nahara liabri. If there's a river there, go across the river. Iika darka chruinat. There's another way to go. There's no river, but there's another way to go. Go to that other place. Lezilba. Iika guda. If there's no other way to go, but there's a wall. Liku acharo. Go hide behind the wall. The ilo. You don't have any of these things. What are you supposed to do? Lider ape. Turn your back to them. Vilema and say this pasuk from Zechariah. Vayomer Hashem el asatan. Yigar Hashem b'cha. Satan, the Yigar Shem Bechal Bochur Yishlaim, Halu Zul Ud Mutsul Ish, something Hashem should get you, the satan Hashem should get you, add the chal for me until the women pass. Okay. Now, when you bench, you're supposed to have bench on a kos of wine. You're supposed to bench on a cup of wine. Big machlokas about why we don't do that, bezman hazeh. So there's some say that we don't do bezman hazeh when you're yachid, it doesn't apply. But most seem to indicate, most people say that when you bench with a mezuman, you're supposed to have some wine, have a cup of wine. That's a kosher bracha. Some people, a lot of people don't do it when they don't have a minyan. But it seems to be that even if you have a mezuman, Aruch HaShulchan says, because wine is very expensive. I think nowadays when we go into these stores and we buy these wine, expensive wines, you know, for pleasure, it may be something to do. I saw somewhere else, I think it was Chuba from Moshe, who says that you really should do it, but if someone is going to do it, because it wasn't Nikabel on Klai Yisrael for so many years, if someone's going to do it now, should do it b'li neder, that he's not taking it upon himself to do it all the time. Okay. So, Amri Rabbi Zeir, Amri Rabbi Vavu, Amri Libi Masnisa, some say Rabbi Vavu said it, some say Lurus and Rabbi Brisa. Asar Dvarim Nerva Koshal Bracha. 10 things are said by a Koshal Bracha. Number one, Ton Adacha. It needs Hadacha, which we'll see means that it has to be washed, the coast has to be washed on the inside. Vishtifa, and you have to wash the coast on the outside. And you have to do Chai. You have to pour it Chai, and you cut it with water while it's in the cup. Vimale, it's supposed to be filled. And Itur, it has to be Itur. We'll see what that means. Vituf, and it has to be Ituf. Whatever that means. Ituf means to be covered or wrapped. Note Lobishte Yadav, number 7, you're supposed to take it with two hands. You pick it up with both hands and hold it in your right hand. Umagbim in a kakar tefach, it has to be held up either above the table or on the ground, a tefach high, that's number 9. Number 10, benosan ein of bo. You have to keep your eyes on it. I mean, keep your eyes on it because you have to focus. Can't be distracted. You close your eyes also, but you have to have kavana. Vyesh omrim, and some say, af mishagru matan l'anshe beso. You're supposed to give it out to your wife and to everybody else that should drink from it because it's good for pre-bitna. It's good for carrying children. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, anu, but us, ein lanu el arba. We only have 4 things that we do, bovad, which are hadacha, shtifa, chai, mali. Wash on the inside, wash on the outside, chai, we have to cut it in when it's forward, when it's in the cup, and mali has to be filled. Tanya, so we learned, hadacha, like we said before, is bifnim. Hadacha is washing on the inside, and shtifa mibachutz, and shtifa is on the outside. Machlok, so we have to do that really bizman hazeh, because our cups are really clean to begin with. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, kol hamevarech al kol smalei, whoever makes the bracha on a full cup, nos lo nachla b'mitzrayim, gets the whole nachla without borders. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Umalei birchas Hashem yam v'darom yirasha, yam v'darom he'll yorish." And Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Omer, "Zocha v'nochos ne'olamim." If you make a bracha on a full cup, you get your zocha and you yarish in two worlds. Olam hazeh, olam haba. Itur. What's itur? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Matrei b'talmidim." You surround yourself when you make the kiddush. You surround yourself with your talmidim. The Baal the kaddish should surround himself with the people. Rav Chizda ma'artele benatle. He used to put other cups of wine around the cup, which is the source for that fancy cup that you pour, and it's called the ma'artele benatle cup. That's that thing. You know the thing that you pour. What is it? Okay. Amar Rav Chanan ubechai is supposed to be bechai. Amar Rav Sheses ubevirchas ha'aretz. Rav Sheses says that the chai means that everything should be. I don't know. Should also. And Rav Sheshes will be Birchas Aretz, which he says over here that you should spill some out when you get to Birchas Aretz. Yeah, that was just a whole thing. That was just that was something else. That wasn't. Yeah, yeah. It's like a fondue fountain.
What? Why is it this? We have those kiddush cups with the pipes.
Yeah, but that's something else. Here we're talking about the kosher bracha. They were just talking about that they had this like shtick in front of the chasam kala. That wasn't the bracha. They weren't making
the
bracha. No. Okay. Rav Papa Ma'at Ituf. What's Ituf? He used to put his talus over his head and make the bracha. Rav Asi par sudra al reshe. He would cover his head with some sort of cloth that the bracha would be done be'ema, I guess. They had covered their head. I wonder if they didn't wear yarmulkes at the time. I'm not sure. Note lo b'shtei yodah. You're supposed to take the cup with two hands. Amar chanina bar papa. Mikra, what's the pasuk? Se'u yedeichem. Deichem is plural. Kodesh v'baruch Hashem. And then bless Hashem. Both hands. V'notz lo yamin. You put it to your right hand. What's that? Amar how do you know that? Amar chibar abba. Amar Yochan. Rishonim shalo. They asked. Small mahush de slightly on me. Let's say it's a heavy cup. Can I have this left hand help me hold the right hand up? Amravashi ho vishonim boilhu below ipshluhu. They asked a question, but there's no answer. I don't nevi l'chumra. We're gonna go l'chumra. I don't know why. It's a drabanan, so I don't know why you're going l'chumra. But they're gonna be nevi l'chumra that the left hand cannot support the right hand while you're holding the cup. Umag biyam in a kaker tefach. You have to pick it up off the ground at tefach. Amravachem rev chanina mikro. What's the pasuk? It says kosh yeshuos esa. I'll carry the cup. Ubashem Hashem ekra. And then I'll call out in name of Hashem. Vinosin in a bow, you have to concentrate on it. So you don't have Hesach Adasu. You're supposed to give it out to your wife as a like a matana. Kihechi ditzbarach tibisayos, that your wife will have a bracha in her pre-beten. I guess it's good for carrying children. Crazy story now. Ula iklu be Rav Nachman. Ula went to the house of Rav Nachman. Krich rifta, and they ate bread. Barich brichas mazona, and they came to make brachas amazon. So I guess Ula is the one who's benching, because we always say the guest is supposed to bench. Yahav la kasad the brichas of Rav Nachman. He took the cup that he benched on, and he gave it to Rav Nachman. So Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, why did you give it to me? We stood the mar kasad the brichas liyalta. Give it to Yalta, my wife, because it's good for her pre-beten. So Amalei, Ula said to him, Hachi Amar Yochan ain't pre-bitna shal isha mizbarach elver pre-bitna shal ish. Nah, the woman gets blessed through the man. Nice comment. So, Shenemah, the Pasuk says, Uberech pre-bitnacha. It doesn't say pre-bitna, it says pre-bitnacha, your. So, Gemara says, Tananam Hachi, and the Brisa says also, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Minayin chain bitna shal isha mizbarach elver pre-bitna. How you know the woman gets blessed through the man? Shenemah, Uberech pre-bitnacha. Pre-bitna lo nemar elver pre-bitnacha. So, Adahachi, in the meantime, Shama Yalta. Yalta heard what was going on here. She wasn't too happy. So she got angry. She went up, but also the bechamran. She went to the wine cellar. The tabra abra made a deal of the chamran. She broke 400 barrels of wine. I think 400 is like a lashon guzma. You heard it before. Also, someone had 400 barrels of wine and turned it to vinegar. 400 is like the number. So amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says to Ula, you know, nishadali mar kasa achmina. Give her something else. She's breaking all the wine. So shalach la kol hai nagva debirchasi. She sent her another cup, and she said, yeah, all the wine that's in the barrel, it's all part of the kosher bracha. It's all good. So shalachalei, she sends back to him. Mimhadure mile umismartute kalme, from people who speak, I think it means people who speak like shtus, and from people who wear clothing filled with lice. Meaning, what are you talking about? You're trying to pull one over my head. I'm smarter than that. And there's no fooling me. What? Yeah. She says, what are you doing? So Amar Basi emasichin al kosher bracha. You may not, once you pick up the kosher bracha, you may not speak until you make the bracha. Now we're going back to a little bit, you know, in the netherworlds, the concept of zugos, the end of Ari Pesachim, that you can't be things in zugos. So, but Amar Rav Asi, Eim Rav Achna kosher peronos. You can't make a bracha on the cup of evil tidings. So my kosher peronos, what is the kosher peronos? Amar Rav Nachman, it's a kosheni. It's the second one. You can't drink in pairs, so you can't, the kosher bracha can't be your second one. Make sure you have three, not two. No problem. Tanya Namihachi. Another Bryce that supports this. Hashos the kiflayim, someone who drinks two cups, lo yavarich. You should make a bracha on that second cup. Mishum shenemar hikon lekras elu kecho Yisrael. You should prepare yourself to greet Hashem. V'hai lo mesakan. This is not preparing yourself because it's zugos and it's dangerous. Am Rabbi Yebo, v'amil Rabbi Masnisan Tana. Rabbi Yebo said, and some say they learned in a Bryce, ha'ochal u'mahalich mevarich. If you're eating and walking, which you're not supposed to do, but if you're eating while you're walking, so when it comes time to bench, mevarach mu'uma, at least stand still when you bench. Ukisha ocha mu'uma, if you're eating while standing, so then mevarach mu'yusha, then at least sit down, go one level higher, I guess, and sit down when you bench. Ukishu nesav ochel, if you're leaning when you are benching, you're eating the right way, with aseva, yoshev mevarach, you sit up straight to make the bracha. V'hilchas abakulo yoshev mevarach. But halach is, in all instances, you should sit and make the bracha, okay? Hadron Allah, Shlosha Shachlu. Hadron Allah, Shlosha Shachlu. Stop here.